Little exhale in the dugout, just after what we've been through lately and the road trip we went on and tough time scoring runs, tough time winning games, to hit a three-run homer there, that was a huge hit. Strikeouts. I thought he was great. Such a tough lineup to get through two-plus times because of their elite ability to not chase pitches and control the strike zone. You know, and the fella hitting second for him is just such a tough out, and just really impressed. You know, the ability to move the ball around the strike zone and change speeds to pitch, it's kind of a lost art in today's game a little bit. And it's, you know, it's refreshing. You know, he dumps curveballs in for strikes. He's got the split tonight. And be able to locate his fastball to both sides. Yeah, he's got a lot of composure, and I saw a little bit more attitude and a little bit more intensity tonight. And coming off the field, he was super fired up when Sed caught that ball. It was a big play, but he looked really focused tonight, and you could tell he was into it. I mean, we play the Yankees. Judge is going to hit in the ninth. You feel like every single time. What a two really good splits to Judge there at the end, and he goes 3-0 to Bellinger, and to be able to come back and do what he did. He's getting a little bit better every time out.
You've got one out in the eighth. You got Baker warming. Soto's been struggling a little bit. You got two switch hitters out. Can you walk us through the decision of keeping Soto?
Well, those two switch hitters are better against right-handed pitching, and I wanted Baker up to have the option, and you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, left that ball middle to Wells. You know, and Soto's been really, really good for us, and Soto can get both sides out. If the pitch count got to a point or the command left him, you know, I wanted Baker there just in case. Yeah, so strained hamstring. Hopefully it's not too long. Hopefully it's not much more than the 10 days. You know, he's been playing beat up all year, and that Toronto series, you know, I took a lot of heat for sitting him in that fourth game of that after he hit two homers in the third game of that series, and he could barely get in the clubhouse the next day because he was so sore. And he's been trying to grind through it. It gave him some days off, but then he tweaked his hammy a little bit a couple of days ago or night on a throw in the last, on the bottom of the eighth. So hopefully he's get the hammy right, get the body right, and be good to go for the last 5 months. No, that was something that he's been dealing with also. he has a little stress reaction in his hand, and it's just from swinging the bat, and he's been getting treatment on it and trying to play through it, and then he played 2 days in a row in Detroit, and it was sore today. Yep, you're welcome.